Okay, let's get into Psachim Yerushalmi, Daf Chav Beis, as we start the third parak of Maseches Psachim. Says the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Aleph Amud Beis, Ve'elu Ovrin BePesach. The following items are Ovrin. What does Ovrin mean? That is very unclear. But if you look in the Karban Eidah here, Karban Eidah says, the following items, what are the items going to be? The following items are going to be one of two things. Either Chametz Noksha. Chametz Noksha is some type of semi-edible chametz. Not totally inedible, but semi-edible chametz, which we'll see, it's not full-fledged chametz. And Tarovas chametz, mixtures. So both of those are what the Mishnah is talking about is Elu Ovrin BePesach. So the Karban Eidah says, Elu Misbarin Min Olam. These have to be destroyed. Look at Pnei Moshe. Lishna de Ovrin Mashmash Ovrin Min Olam. It sounds like you have to destroy them. Ve'im Kayamin BePesach. And if you don't destroy them on Pesach, Yesh Mehen She'Ovrin Aleim Bal Yerba Yimatzei, some of them, you're going to violate Midaraisa. You're going to violate Yerba Yimatzei. Kagon Elu She'Yesh Ben Tarovas Chametz Gomor V'Yin Hein Lachila. If it's a mixture that has real chametz in it, so that's going to be real daraisa. Like the Tana starts talking. Really, what this discussion of the Achronim on our page is about really goes back to the Machlokas Rishonim. And some might be familiar with the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos at the beginning of Elu Ovrin when one learns the Bavli. Paradav Membeis in the Bavli, Elu Ovrin. Rashi says, Elu Ovrin Alein B'Bal Yirah B'Bal Yimatzei. The following items you violate B'Bal Yirah B'Bal Yimatzei. That's Rashi. And all the Rishonim ask, what is Rashi talking about? Because all these items that the Mishnah is going to list, the Gemara is going to have a pasuk to include them in Isurei Achila, to tell us a chiddush that even these are asur to eat. By Rabbi Yimatzei, the Gemara doesn't go that far. The Gemara just says it's Achila. So Elu Bar Min Olam, Rashi says by Rabbi Yimatzei. Very difficult. What does Rashi mean? Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, Pirsha Kuntros, Labra Lava by Rabbi Yimatzei, Vegam Riva Medaktek Miloshin Ovrim. The Riva also is Medaktek from the language of Over, demashma over mina olam, that you have to make it pass from the world. The ein nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Zaydi, I don't think you're correct, right? I think it's that's not what it means. Demashma de kol hanach marbina mikol machpatzes lo sochelu. The pasuk, the Gemara seems to say, from the pasuk, you include that this is asur b'achila. V'afilu b'achila lo avi mechuyev ilav deribu yakra. Without the pasuk, I would have said they're nothing. So the pasuk comes and teaches me, no, it is asur to eat. But who says that it's real chametz? What, this pasuk is megala that it's real chametz? Doesn't sound that way. Umehechi tesi bal yirabai yimatzei. So, v'nir labein otam, de'elu ovrin pirish ha'ochlin v'ovrin hainu me'al ha'sholchan. Over means take them off your table so you don't come to eat it. Not violate daraisa. These are the things that you need to remove from your table so you don't come to eat. That's Rabbi Notam's shot. De'lav v'nei mechal ninu aval bal yirae leka. So that's Tosfos, and that's the other Rishonim. So how do you defend Rashi? Right, Rashi says, Elu Ovrin Bal Yirah B'Yimatzei. How is it Bal Yirah B'Yimatzei? The Gemara only includes it for Isser Achila. So Rabbeinu David right here, again, Rabbeinu David Bonfield, one of the classic Rishonim on Psachim. Rabbeinu David, I can't learn Psachim without Rabbeinu David. So he says, maybe, put this on the list of connections between Isser Achila and Bal Yirah B'Yimatzei. Right, in our introduction to the Masechta, we said 3 weeks ago that there are three Isurim when it comes to Pesach. Isur Achila, when it comes to Chametz. Isur Achila, Isur Ana, and Isur Bal Yirah B'Yimatzei. Are those connected at all? So we saw one, we mentioned then, the Ran. The Ran in the first Daf Himsachim. And the Ran says, the Isur of Bal Yirah B'Yimatzei is a Siyag Daraisa for the Isur Achila. Don't have it in your house, so you don't Daraisa. So you don't come to eat it. So that's the Ran. Number one on the list. This Rabbeinu David goes on the list too. Rashi understands that once it's usher to eat, then Memelel is Bal Yirah B'Yimatzei. Because those two are connected to each other. Ef Shalomar says Rabbeinu David, the Alpha Gavda B'chol Achmetzes Israbi Chamitz Noksha Le'Isra Achila Le'Isra Aspasa Nami Marbi Le'Memela. The Isra Hashbasa, meaning Bal Yirah B'Yimatzei, also is included. Daha Iskish Hashbasa Sa'or La'Achilas Chamitz. Right, because you compare the two. You compare the two. And he quotes the Gemara earlier, beginning of, in Bavli Dafe, and he quotes other Gemaras, and he says towards the end, Vatam, Shekiva Shenisraba le'inyan echad, Nisrabe l'chol inyane hachametz. Af kan, Kiva Shenisrabe noksha l'isser achila, Nisrabe l'isser hashbasa. Very important, Rabbeinu David. Again, it goes on the list of the connections between Achila and Bayura Bali Matse. I think there's a Maram Chalava, I didn't get to look it up again. Maram Chalava discusses, what about Chatzi Shir? What about Chatzi Shir? So Chatzi Shir, we're going to get to mention the Chatzi Shir later on the daf today also. But Chatzi Shir we know is Asa Daraisa. We pass my Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the beginning of the last parak of Yuma. That Chatzi Shir is Asa Midaraisa. Says Chatzi Shir, if I eat a half a kazayas of chametz, so then I violate the Isra of Chatzi Shir. Is there Chatzi Shir by Bal Yira Bal Yimatze? If I have half a kazayas of chametz in my house, do I violate by Rabbi Yimatze? So there's not so much evidence to this. Says the Chacham Tzvi, right? Whenever we talk about Chatzi Shir, we often talk about this Chacham Tzvi, but here's the context to talk about it. The Chacham Tzvi has a huge chiddush. He comes up with a new source for Chatzi Shir. The Gemara has two sources. He comes up with a third one. The Gemara says it's either based on a pasuk, kol chelev, or it's based on the svara of chazil itz tarufei. It's right to be mitzaref and come to, combine with another half. The Chacham Tzvi has a third shot. You know why it's usur chatzi shir? Ach shevei. Because you ate half of it, that means you think it's significant. You think it's chashuv. Why would you eat a half a gazayas? It must be because chashuv said that itself. So that's why he says there. So chatzi shir is only when you did something active to show that you're machshev it, like eating it. But ba'al yira ba'yimatzei, just having it in your house, there's no chatzi shir ba'al yira ba'yimatzei, because you didn't do anything to show. Davka ba'osa ma'isa, this is in Siman Pei Vav, shemachshivo la'oso pachos chatzi shir, aval b'chamitz pachos b'kazayas, she'eno osa ma'isa, ela manicho be'beso, ve'eno mevaro, kivan she'eno osa davar shemarabo shemachshivo lo amrinan bay chazi litz tarufei. So that's the Chacham Tzvi. But if you look in the Maram Chalava argues. Maram Chalava says, no. Even Chatzi Shir is going to violate by Rabbi Yimatze. Why? Because since it's Asur Bachila, so too by Rabbi Yimatze, because by Rabbi Yimatze is connected to this Rachila. So that's another in the Maram Chalava. It says the Ran on Daf Aleph in Pesachim, and you have the Rabbeinu David right here on Daf Membeis explaining Rashi, and you have that Maram Chalava arguing on that Chacham Tzvi. Okay, so let's continue. So Ve'lovin, let's read it first. Ve'lovin b'Pesach. So the following, again, Rashi Tosfos, what does it mean? By Rabbi Matze, or it's a Rachila, you gotta get rid of. Kuta Chabavli, V'Shecher Amodai, V'Chometz Adomi, V'Zeis Mamitzri, all of these types of semi-edible items. The Gemara will talk about what each of these are. Some type of beer, some type of vinegar, Zoman Shal Tzaboim, some type, Zoman, we'll have to see what that is, of dyers, Amelan Shal Tabachim, something that cooks use, right? These types of mixtures. I saw in the Bi'ure Chasidus, L'Shas, he quotes that the first four items on the list, quotes this from the Shemi Shmuel and the Tefer Shlomo, and that is the four Galios. Right? What do we have there? We have Bavel, Madai, Edom, and Mitzrayim. Right? The four Galios. So Ve'elu, Mis Ovrin. These are going to be Over. They're going to pass away by Pesach. If we do what we're supposed to do on Pesach night, and we are mekayim all the mitzvahs, these galias are gonna pass away and move away. Shebekoach avodah kedosha b'layla zeh lo'orer rachamim mineisha yitzias b'tzrayim lios ovrim aleinu b'pesach kol dal galias v'latzmiach lanu Yeshua b'karov. Okay, so these items on the list. V'kol and shal sofrim. We continue now. And another thing of the scribes. We'll see what all these are mean. Rebbe Lezer Omer aftachshi dinashim. Also, Rebbe Lezer says even some type of women's accessories. Rabbi Lezer, the Karban Eda explains, is putting together both elements of previously in the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, the previous list was either chametz noksha, semi-edible, or taroves, or a mixture. Rabbi Lezer is saying even tachshitim, which is both. It's a mixture and chametz noksha. And even that has to be removed. Ze'aklal, koshu min dagon harisa over bepesach. The rule is anything that's a min dagon has to you violate on Pesach. And again, the Gemara, the Mefarshim wonder, who is that? What is that including? We'll have to see in the Gemara. But anything to do with Dagon, you violate. Is that including Chametz Noksha? Hare Elu Ba'ashara. The items, though, in the Mishnah are Asur Daraisa. Vein Be'emishim Karis. But there's no Karis. Karis is only on full-fledged, undiluted Chametz. But anything that's diluted, Taroves, or Noksha, is going to be Asur Daraisa without Karis. Ve'lo Ovrim Be'pesach V'chulu, Amar Rabbi Mana, V'kulhon Al Yidei Moy. only if there's water in all of these mixtures. Because water is what, you know, starts the leavening process. Only if there's water, that's when these are going to be usser. It's some type of milchik dip that you put little bits of chametz kneaded in, delayish. Sheikh Ramadai, to yave kamach desarin, right? Beer, median beer, that you put in, barley flour. Put in barley flour. Right? Tosfos and Maseches Brachos, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch also. We know the rule is, whenever there's a grain inside a mixture, you make a mezonos. Kol sheyesh bo mechamesh zaminim, you make a mezonos. So why don't you make a mezonos on beer? Right? There's barley in there, other types of grains. Tosfos gives three answers. One of them is, you never make a mezonos on a drink. If something's made to be a drink, it's shahakol. Doesn't matter if it's mezonos. There's an overriding rule, right? There's a rule that overrides the mezonos rule, and that is drinks or shahakol, right? And this is a drink, so if it's a drink, it's shahakol. Chometz adomi, some type of edom vinegar, besima deromia, right? Some type of vinegar that is you know, tasteful of Rome. Barishona osin yain betara linesachim. Originally, when those that lived around the Beis HaMikdash in Yehuda, they used to make wine. They used to, you always make sure to make it b'tahara, because it was going to be used for the nesachim, the libations. The nesachim on, in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo hayu yayin machmetz. And there was a nes that happened, because they were zocha, the special siyata d'shmaya, when they used to make their wine b'tahara for the nesachim, the wine never turned to vinegar. V'havin yavin begavei sa'arin begin the yachlan. Sometimes they would put barley in order to create vinegar. When they wanted to create vinegar, they used to put barley in. And they called it Sima Deromia, as we just said, which is this Chometz Ha'adomi, right? And that has to be removed on the Pesach. The Nesachim, as mentioned, we know the certain karbanos need Nesachim, which is flour and oil and wine. And the Nesachim was given to Bnei Yisrael in Parsha Shlach. After Klai Yisrael were destined and they were told the decree that they're not going in to Eretz Yisrael, and you know they were pretty depressed. So Hashem gave them two mitzvahs to try to give them chizuk, two mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, to say to them, you know, it's okay, you're not going to go in, but your children are going to go in. I'm even giving you mitzvahs related only in Eretz Yisrael. Those two mitzvahs are the Nesachim and Challah. And the question is, why dafka those mitzvahs? I mentioned this recently in the shir, I don't remember. Right? Why Nesachim and Challah? Those are the two mitzvahs that are given in Parsha Shlach. So the La Torah v'la Moadim, Rav Zevin says that the Chet of the Meraglim was about, they rejected the connection. They were totally kadosh, right? They stayed, they were in a totally spiritual environment, and they were going to go into Eretz Yisrael, which is a physical environment. Right? That's not something that we're very happy where we are. That's not what life's about. Life's about sanctifying your life, right? And that's in one of two ways. There are two ways that we can sanctify our life, either by bringing heaven down to earth or by bringing earth up to heaven. Bringing the Kedusha down to our lives or bringing our lives up to the Kedusha. Nesachim, Nisuch is poured, right? It's poured from up to down. Chala tarimu truma. Chala is lifted up. So that's why dafka, those mitzvahs were given, says Rav Zevin, because those two are the tikkun for the meraglim who didn't want to connect, they didn't want to have the connection between the heavens and the earth, but that's really what it's about. And they were wrong, right? They were wrong. Life's not about just staying in the clouds and staying and being supported with the Anan and the Akavet and the Mun. Life's about taking responsibility and building a country. Okay. We continue. Zaysama Mitzri Zaysaya. That's something that's called Zaysaya today. Vizemi Shal Saboim. Do you have Begave Coats? They put bran into this mixture. Begin to Yiklot Siva so that the color, right? It's the dyeing process. So that the color gets absorbed well. They put in this type of bran, which can be Chametz. Amel and Shal Tabachim. Amre B'chia Bar Abba. Mevi Malilos. They brought ears of corn. Shlo Hevi Ushlish. Vikotchan. They brought ears that weren't totally ripe, and they used to grind them, v'osin osan kchalos, charia, and they used to make them into rolls, v'osin bekdera, and they put them in pots, v'oave killed it, and they became very fancy types of rolls. Okay, that's what amilan shel tabachim comes from, and therefore, again, it's a chashash of chametz. V'kolan shel sofrim. Kolan shel sofrim. A sofer is a scribe. Kolan shel sofrim is some type of clip that a scribe used to use. But in Alexandria, avdin atfios shel batzeg. They used to make these clips that held the scribe was writing on the cloth. So they used to make it out of dough. And that's why, even though it was somewhat not edible, still, right, the first wide line in the Karbat Eidah, Pirish, Kimin eitz, sha'oksin bo aklaf shalo yishapech. So the cloth wouldn't turn over, but if you make it out of dough, that's when you have to be worried about it. Good. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer af tachshitei nashim. Rabbi Eliezer said towards the end of the Mishnah, also, tachshitei nashim have to be removed. Is tani tani tachshitei, is tani tani tipule. Some say tachshitei, some say tipule. Right? Tipule, tachshitei are different types of makeup and other items that the woman uses to beautify herself. Tipule is some type of mixture that's put on the various places of a woman's body to remove the hair. So they both were some type of paste that had a grain in it. So manda amar tipule, the one that says that tipule have to be removed, which is really disgusting. Kol shekein tachshite, sholi tachshite, which is less disgusting. So that's why you have to get rid of it. Manda amar tachshite, but the one that says you have to get rid of tachshite, ha tipule lo, he might not say that you have to get rid of tipule, because tipule is more putrid, and therefore, because it's so ma'us, you wouldn't have to get rid of it. Right? You see the carbon aida again in the middle. Ha tipule lo, tekiva dinimas kolkach. Since it's so disgusting, harehu kenifsal meachilas kalav. Even a dog would not eat it, ve'ein chayavan alav. Right? If even a dog won't eat it, right? It's not. If you have a bar of soap, and the most hungry dog is not going to eat a bar of soap. So even if a bar of soap might be made out of chametz, it's ein royal achilas kalav. Ein royal achilas kalav, and therefore there's no beer. As we always have to think about in terms of chametz and edibility. Ksiv. Next, what's the makar for all of these? Now that we identified all these items, what's the halacha? So, ksiv, kol machmez lo sochelu, the pasuk says anything, kol. Kol is always an inclusionary word. Kol machmez lo sochelu, the rabos kutach habavli, the sheikh ramadeh, the chometz adomi, all of these items from the Mishnah, sheyiu, ba'azhara. There's an isidaraisa. They all have an isidaraisa. To eat them, yacho yiu bi kares. You might think if you eat them, you get kares. No, tamalomer ki kol ochal chametz v'nichrasa. Only if you eat real chametz, full-fledged chametz, that's when there's kares. But if you don't eat full-fledged chametz, then it's aser, but there is no kares. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Chavraya ba'in kumi Rabbi Yona, ha-chaksiv kol, ha-chaksiv kol. Both psukim have the word kol, right? The first pasuk has kol machmetz lo sochelu, and we say that's an inclusionary word, right? Even these. And the second pasuk is ki kol ochal chametz v'nichrasa. And there we say it's an exclusionary word. So how do we understand that? Hacha at mar bevachat mamayit. The same word. Kol usually is a ribui. It's a ribui, not a miut. So the Gemara answers, well, where is the kol by? Omar alone. Kan riba ba'ochlin. Right? By the case of the second pasuk of Kares, it's talking about the eaters. Ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrasa. That kol is just including something about people, meaning men or women. Men or women. It's the ochlin, Rashi, the Karban Eidah says, sheyu nashim, shechayavan kares. So that's including, that's the context of the pasuk. It's talking about the ochel chametz. V'kan riba b'ne'echolin. And here, the other pasuk is about what's eaten, the ne'echolin. Right? It's talking about kol machmetzes, lo sochelu. So when it comes, so it's including both. Right? It's not like one kol is including, one kol is excluding. They're both including, you're right. But one call is including even women, and the other call is including even these items. But the one by Kares is including women, and the one in the other pasuk is including the types of items that are eaten. Again, it's a chiddush. Why would you need a separate pasuk to tell me that women would be usher and get the ownership of Kares? When it comes to Losa, it says men and women are all equal, so you have to work on that. Why would you think that women are included? Why? Fourth to last line in the Pnei Moshe. Salka daita chamina, the kosh yeshno ba'achilas matzahu di yeshno ba'atochal chametz. Lafuke nashe, tahava amina to peturas mi matzah. Ho'ol vihim izaseches man grama. It's a couple of steps. Matzah, you would have thought, is his man grama, the offer of the woman at pater, kamash belan their chayavin matzah. But because of that original hava amina, maybe you would include them in a weaker way in matzah. So when we compare matzah to chametz, you know, it's reflects a weakness. Hilka Yitzchak Rabbis Nashon about Torah Chachamim. So yeah, it's a little difficult, but that's you have to, the Gemara says it's including even women. Good. Says the Gemara Hatevon Vahatani. 1 second, we had this brisa already. The brisa says Yotze b'matzah metuvelis. You could use very spiced matzah. Put a lot of spices in the matzah. You could still use it. Spiced matzah. Afal pi she'ein batam dagon. Even though it doesn't have a tam dagon, v'hushi he ruba dagon. As long as most of it tastes like, right, as long as the rove is dagon, as long as the rove is wheat, then even if it doesn't taste like the wheat, you go by the rove. And therefore you could use it. Even though the spices part of the matzah are very strong. But still, if the rove, the ingredient is wheat, it's still called matzah. V'ilu hol v'ruban chamez yechayev. So why in our Mishnah, right, we just spent 10 lines proving that the cases in our Mishnah are Asur Daraisa, but not Chayef Kares. Ask the Gemara, why not? Why not? Just like we say by matzah, if most of it is matzah, then it's considered matzah. So here too, if most of it is chametz, you say it's chametz, then it should be Chayef Kares also. Why is it only Asur Daraisa, but no Kares? Amar Lon, Shan Yehi, Dichsiv Lechem. Right, Dichsiv Lechem. This is different. By matzah, it needs to be lechem. And spiced up matzah, that's still called lechem. And that's why it's good enough for matzah. The elu ein am lechem, but these items in our Mishnah, zeisam amadi and all these, that's not lechem. And therefore it's not good enough to be chametz. You have to have lechem. So these are, by matzah mutuvelis it's lechem, that's why it's good enough for matzah. But it's not lechem, these aren't lechem for chametz, or that's why it's not chametz. Ask the Gemara, who says you need it to be lechem for chametz? Vatani, Rabbi Yosa, Vatani Kalatzme, no goy lechem, ela matzah. Right, the root of these items that we're talking about on Pesach is matzah. Shivas yemim tocha ala matzos. Lechem oni. Vahacha at yalif. Flip those two words. Chametz be matzah. Meaning, you're right, you need lechem for matzah. But who says you need lechem for chametz? Right, matzah is a mitzvah of achilas matzah, so you have to have lechem. That's matzah. But chametz? Any chametz? Any chametz is also, so what are you talking about? What kind of answer is this? Shan Yehi? He answers, Shani, by matzah you need lechem, and by chametz you don't need lechem. By matzah you need lechem, and by chametz you need lechem. So the matzah mutuvelis is lechem, but these other items are not lechem. Who says you need lechem by chametz? Any chametz is aser. Va'od min adan, also from the following, is a raya against what you said. Ditani yotze hu adamai dechovaso. A person can be yotze, is mitzvah matzah. Berekik sharui, with a soaked matzah. Right, soaked matzah. This is where the Ravan in Brachas, where this is quoted also, Brachas Lamed Ches in the Bavli, that's where the Ravan is, I mentioned a couple of days ago, about Gebrux. He doesn't say anything about chametz. He just says, there are those that don't soak the matzah, you know, to be able to have the chavivus of the taste of the matzah. But Megara Denis Mutter, Yotze, versus Yotze with a soaked matzah, Uber a kik mavushal, or a cooked matzah, Shalonimcha, as long as it didn't fall apart. As long as it didn't fall apart, it's still called matzah. Lo amar lo shelo nimcha. It's only that it didn't fall apart. Ha'im nimcha, if it did fall apart, lo, you can't use it. Meaning, matzah requires lechem. And therefore, if it's not lechem, you can't use it. But le'inin chametz, eberani chametz, who says you need lechem? At amar, didn't we learn? Himcha es ha'chametz. If I liquefied chametz u'gemayo and I drank it. I liquefied some chametz and I drank it. Chayev, I'm chayev. So what do you say? Chametz has no requirement to be lechem. So once you say that, so why in our Mishnah? Why do we say that these items are not full chametz? They're not lechem, but so what? They should be full-fledged chametz and you should be chayv karis. Not just a lo saseh. Why is it limited? So my kadun, what's the answer to this question? So Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Idi, ein chimutzo chimutz gamor. No, even though these items are osir d'araisa, but they're what we call chametz noksha. Their leavening process is not the same as the normal leavening process. It's not sirchon, as we said, which is mutter, but it's not so clear. It's not so pure and undiluted, and therefore only in the pure undiluted one would it be asur with the with an iser karis. Okay, we continue. Mao sheyilke. What about malchus? So these items in our Mishnah, what do we say? It's asur daraisa b'no karis. So if I eat these, am I going to get malchus? Am I going to get malchus? Meaning, what's the idea? Explain Rav Chaim Kanievsky, not every Isser Daraisa is going to get malchus. Sometimes you have an Isser Daraisa that doesn't have malchus, for example, Chatzishir, which was mentioned earlier. Rabbi Yochanan Patzin's Chatzis Shir is also in the Torah. We paskin that way. But you're not going to get Malkus for it. So the Chaim Kanievsky here says, if you look on the, in his commentary, Mao She Yoke, Al Taroves Chametz, the Afagav de Tenin Bemastisan. Even though we learned in our Mishnah, Hare Elu Ba'azhara, Umar Binale Mikol. We learned in our Mishnah that they're included in the Azhara. It's an Asur, Dilma Le'ininisura, of a Lilki Ale Lo. Maybe it's us, you're not going to get Malkus. Dichvasa Ashkechan Bechazishir. Just like Chazishir, this Rabbi Mikol Chelov Yisura Ba'alma. Right, you include Yisura Ba'alma. Kol Chelov includes, is Asur, Daraisa, but there's no punishment. So maybe this is like that too. Meaning you have a precedent that something can be Asur Daraisa, but not, full fledged with an onesh. Just like Chazishir, so maybe here too. That the comparison to Chatzis Shir, which the Gemara doesn't have the comparison to Chatzis Shir. Chaim Kanievsky here is the comparison to Chatzis Shir. That's interesting. Because Chatzis Shir might not be parallel to other specific Isurim in the Torah. Especially if you take, remember the Chakira of Chatzis Shir? One of the Chakiras is Klali Prati. Chatzis Shir. Is Chatzis Shir the same? Chatzis Shir of Chelev, Chatzis Shir of Chametz, Chatzis Shir of Dam? Are all of those, how many cards in Shemayim are there for Chatzis Shir? Is there one Chatzis Shir card? Or do you say that no, there's a little section on every Isser. When I eat Chatzis Shir of Chelev, I'm doing a little bit of the Isser of Chelev. I'm doing a little bit of the Isser of each of the Isser, but it's not the same. It's not one generic Isser of Chatzis Shir. No, it's Prati. So if you say it's Klali, the first Sad, maybe that's Gubba the Gemara's question, according to Chaim Kanievsky. Do you compare this to Chatzis Shir or not? Well, maybe that's a question about Chatzis Shir. Is it comparable enough? This is a specific Isser, a Prati. We're talking about Chametz. So would that be comparable? So maybe that's part of what's behind this question. So Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yilah b'shem Rabbi Malkish, Av Lilkos ein Loken, no Malkus, right? If you're gonna, if you eat Chametz, no sure, these items, then they are Aser to Araisa to eat, but there's no Malkus, says Reish Lakish. Says Reish Lakish. And the Gemara says, Ditani, some changes the Girsa to Vitani, because it's a question, or Hatani. The Brisa says, Al Chametz Baruch Chayiv Kares Val Eruvo Sofeg Arbaim. The Brisa says that real Chametz is Chayiv Kares. Taroves Chametz, which is also in the Mishnah, right, that you get Malkus. Get Malkus. You see Beferish, you're gonna get Malkus. Right, so it's Beferish against Reish Lakish. You see, you're gonna get Malkus. And Rav Amar, Zeh, what is this case talking about? Si'ur. We had that where something starts becoming chametz v'amar zetuka kutecha bavli v'shecher hamadai? Question mark. So how could Reish Lakish say that the cases of our Mishnah are rasa daraisa without malchus? We have a brisa that says you get malchus. The brisa says you get malchus. Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Kana kumi Rabbi La. No, maybe there's a brisa. There's no kimt in the brisa. That case of brisa. You know why you get malchus? Usually you don't get malchus for taroves or chametz nosha. The case in the Braisa is where you have real chametz that got mixed up. It was real chametz, it was aser first. And then it got mixed up with matzah, with non-chametz. That's the case that you're getting a malchus for. So Gemara says, one second. Am Rabbi Yasa Kashiasal Hadad Rabbi Bun Barkana, Ma'an and Kayaman. What are we talking about, that case? The Braisa might be a case where chametz got mixed in into with matzah, in Bisharuba chametz. If Rov is chametz, in this mixture, then chayiv karmis, that's full-fledged chametz. In b'sheruba matzah, and if it's only a minority of chametz, yotze ben yechavaz b'pesach, then it's batel before Pesach, and you're yotze with it. It's either chametz or matzah. So what is this braisa talking about, that it's a case of chametz that you're going to get malchus for? So I'm reshmua, barav yitzchak, tana, reb yoshia, yoshua, unya, he says, ti pater, sheish bo chametz, vein bo kezayis. It has chametz, real chametz in it, but it doesn't have kedayis b'chei achilas pras. So therefore, we would paskin, okay, there's no punishment. It's not an achilah b'chei achilas pras. There's no punishment. No, but the rice is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Amar Kol Shehu Lamakas. Remember Rabbi Shimon in Maseches Makas. And else Rabbi Shimon says you don't need a shear for Makas. You might need a shear for a karban. You don't need a shear for Makas. And therefore, maybe the brisa is like Rabbi Shimon's, right, it's like Rabbi Shimon Shita. Kol Machmetzes, interesting, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam discusses also different cases of Chatzis Shir and Taroves. Let me just find the Rambam. The Rambam, getting in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam discusses, and the Mefarshim wonder why he has to quote a separate pasuk. The Rambam says, if somebody eats ha'ochel min ha'chametz atzmo bepesach, this is Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. If somebody eats chametz on Pesach, kol shehu, arizal asim min ha'torah. Shenemar lo ye'ochel chametz. So you read the Rambam, like, okay, doesn't sound like anything controversial. V'yava pikein in ochayev kares o karban ela al kashir shu kezayis. But you're only going to get a chayev kares and karban if there's a kezayis. And if you eat less than a kezayis, b'mezid makanos o makas martis. Ask all the mefarshim, ask the Mishnah Melach, what does the Rambam say? If you eat a little bit of chametz, asim in atorah sheneamar lo yelcha chametz. What does the Rambam have to quote a separate pasuk for? It's chatzi shir, it's asim in atorah. Chatzi shir is asim in atorah based on the pasuk of kol chaylef. For some reason, the Rambam quotes a separate pasuk to teach me that kol shehu, that even chametz b'mashu is asr. Why isn't it just chatzi shir? V'ifize, ask the Mishnah Melach. Yish l'tamu al rabbeinu. Lama likra b'chametz b'pesach b'chol yisrael shebatorah kam l'chatzi shir asr min atorah. V'su di'imi kra if chavei l'melech. And if it's from the pasuk, you should have the opposite. The lo ye'achel shir achila mashu. It says lo ye'achel, sounds like an achila. So it should be just the opposite. It should be kezayis. Right, and he says the Ketzer Mishnah asked this for Yinichu Bitzarich Yin. Yinichu Bitzarich Yin. So maybe we'll get to that next time in terms of the answer of the Mishnah Melech. Maybe it's a temporary issur. So we'll have to get back to that in the next year.